This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. As we try to do every Thursday, we try to do things with alien gear. And we always do it with one of my favorite writers. That would be Sam Huber. He is the contributing editor at aliengearholsters.com/blog or something like that. In addition to so many other things that he writes for. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
So, now I was, I don't even know if I want to talk about this simply because I don't know what to talk about, but I will be missing something. I was going to go to SHOT Show. I'm not going to SHOT Show now. And Alien Gear is going to have a really big, grand reveal out there. But that's not something we get to talk about today because, well, it isn't time to talk about it yet.
Yeah. Instead, something pretty big.
Yeah, that I'm wanting to see. Although I did talk to Mo about something for bike riding carry, because I'm still looking to improve upon that. But let's talk about the car holsters guide. Everything that you need to know.
Right. Yeah. So carrying while you're in the car can be a little bit problematic, for a number of reasons. One is that it can be kind of uncomfortable. You got a gun on your hip, it's a whole different ballgame once you're sitting down. When you're standing up, walking around, you barely notice it. You won't even feel like it's there. However, once you sit down, that becomes a whole different story. It can get uncomfortable. It's also, and here's the more important part, difficult to access. Granted, you can get around that a bit by carrying carrying a holster with a bit of forward cant. So, that's the reason why the whole FBI cant is a thing. That they figured out that if you tilt the gun forward a little bit, it makes it easier to get at and a little bit more comfortable while you're riding in a car or sitting down in an office, right? But that doesn't always do it entirely. And, since most people are right-handed, it actually gets real difficult to get at the gun, especially when once you're belted into the vehicle and all that sort of thing. So, naturally, car holsters are a very good way to get around it if you get the right one. There are a few different ways you can go about it. One is to get a dedicated car strap holster. Usually it's a cheap nylon pouch that has a few straps that you fix to the underside of your steering wheel or the front of your seat, and you put your gun in it while you're driving, or you leave a dedicated car gun in there. Something I've also seen people do is to take a little neoprene or whatever pouch holster, put a gun in it, and actually jam it in between the seats, or put it in the door sill, the door sill compartment. And then there are a small number of actual holstered docks out there where you actually can dock your gun holster with a mounting system and thereby secure the holster and the pistol while you're driving. It does mean you have to take your, you know, gun and holster on and off when you're getting in and out of the vehicle, but it's a lot more convenient than hoping that you can get to your gun in time, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've since I saw this, and I've been sort of interested in this because I didn't know what the law is in my state. And unfortunately, in my state, it has to be in some sort of a closed container. Console, trunk, even with a concealed carry permit, it has to be in some closed container.
Yeah, that can be a bit of an issue, and that's something that people need to be aware of. If you're gonna, you know, if you are gonna concealed carry, you do need to know what the laws are pertaining to the, you know, the laws are pertaining to transporting a gun in your vehicle. My state happens to be a little bit more, liberal than others about that. If you have a concealed carry license, you can have a loaded gun in the car, and you don't necessarily have to transport it in a case. So I'm perfectly fine, you know, with having mine on my hip or having it in a car holster or a holster dock and driving around. That's totally fine. Other states, it's not so much the case. Even with a, even with a concealed carry permit. Yeah, and also the other problem with some holster mounts is that while your car's at a standstill, pretty much anybody can peek in there and see them.
Right.
At the right angle. And some states have a provision that you can have a loaded gun in the car. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a locked case or, you know, in the glove box or in the trunk or anything, but it has to be completely concealed from view. And if, you know, if anybody can look in and, oh shit, look at that right there, then that's, you know, that's clearly in breach of, you know, that's clearly going to be in breach of those statutes. So, so if you're going to pursue some sort of car holster solution, Do your homework. Find out what the relevant statutes are in your state and make sure that you're in compliance. But that being said, if it's something that you can entertain doing, it is by far the most practical thing that you can do with that you can do for car carry. It's by far the most practical.
Now, also in my state, we can carry under the front seat if you have a permit.
There you go. Yeah, that can certainly make it a little bit easier. Because if you can get it under the front seat, there are a number of companies that sell like locking cases for the car. It's basically like a desktop or dresser top safe, but it usually comes with a little locking cable that you can fix to the runners for your for the seat, and therefore it's secured. And there are a number of those out there as well.
Right. All right. That part is very interesting. The whole carrying it in the car, because, you know, I see a lot of people, and like, there's different body types, and with, you know, there's as many different kinds of holsters to carry a gun on you as there are body types. And all of that, I would like to be able to mount a holster in my car. And I'm going to try to figure out how I would do that underneath the front seat. But Alien Gear Holsters, you can find all the stuff Sam does there in a lot of other places. We'll get to that when we get back. More concealed carry talk with him when we get back from this break. You are listening to Lock and Load.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapon modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. My guest this hour from Alien Gear Holsters is Sam Huber. Now then, Sam, you did a little greatest hits. You did a Alien Gear 2016 products, what we did this year. Alien Gear came to market with a few new innovations. You want to tell us about those?
Oh yeah. Oh, we came out with we had a doozy of a year. First off was the cloak mod OWB holster that we released back in spring of 2016. So great thing about the cloak mod is for one, it uses our adjustable and swappable retention shell. So if you have multiple guns, we make shells for them. You can carry all of them. All you have to do is just swap the shell, and there you go. The other great thing about the cloak mod is that it can actually switch between a paddle attachment and a belt slide attachment. So, as far as wearing a outside the waistband holster, if you prefer a paddle, you can wear it that way. If you rather have a belt slide, you can wear it that way. All you have to do is if you buy one, we include kind of an owner's manual. It walks you through the whole process. All you have to do is swap it, and you're good to go. Other awesome thing about it is we have a spring steel retention plate. So just like in our 3.0 holster, which is our inside the waistband holster. The cloak mod has a spring steel flex plate in there, and once you insert firearm into it, the plate actually flexes so that it holds it in place better. I mean, it's not quite a level 2 retention holster, thumb break and so on and so forth, but it's as close to that as you can get with that one. In fact, the hold is amazing on these things, let me tell you. You clamp down the retention screws a bit. Oh, it is, once your gun is inside the holster, it is not going anywhere. They're amazing. And also the paddle attachment is incredibly, incredibly comfortable too. And it also has our Alien Head logo on it, so it also looks pretty sharp.
Right.
After that, we released our cloak dock. Now, the cloak dock is a mounting bracket system for the cloak mod, and later we actually released one for our inside the waistband holsters as well. But the first cloak dock that we put out is a mounting system for the cloak mod OWB holster. This thing's fantastic. So you mount it to whatever surface that you want. It can be wood, it can be drywall, it can be metal, it can be plastic, whatever you want. And we also include all the hardware with it, so no need to run to the hardware store. We include the lot. We even throw in a drill bit so that you can drill pilot holes if you need to. So you install that onto the surface of your choice, your desk, your dresser, inside your car, cabinet, on the wall, whatever. Install the bracket, and the cloak mod will actually dock with it. You have to use a paddle attachment, but it essentially clicks into place and locks. So, you have a holster mounting system that you can use virtually anywhere and a holster to go with it. So if you buy a few of them, you can dock one in the car, you can do it at home, you can do it under your desk at work, whatever you want. It's pretty revolutionary. I haven't seen too many other holster mount systems that are remotely as low-tech. Or, low-tech isn't the right way to put it, but aren't as intuitive to use and also simplistic in a good way, and certainly not as affordable. I've seen some expensive ones out there, but this one is very affordable, it is very durable, and it is so easy to use. I'm kind of surprised no one else came up with something like it before. Then we also came out with one for our IWB holsters, so you can use it with an inside-the-waistband holster as well as our cloak mod OWB holster. And then the big one, one just a month or so ago was our mag carriers. Oh gosh, they are something else. Brilliant thing about them, you can wear them inside the waistband or outside, whatever you want. You can get a dual set, you can get a single set. And additionally, they're also compatible with the cloak dock. If you get the dual carrier, the dual magazine carrier set along with the paddle attachment, it'll also work with a cloak dock. But you can wear them inside the waistband, outside the waistband, and on the outside the waistband setting, they're completely adjustable. So you can wear it fully vertical, tilted forward or rearward, or fully horizontal if you desire. So they're pretty incredible. Adjustable retention. They've also got this trick little riser inside. So if you were to actually take one apart, down at the bottom, you'd see a little V-shaped, a little gentle V-shaped riser. The brilliant thing about that is since bullets are loaded at an angle in a magazine, if you have a flat surface, it won't sit flush with that riser. Magazine and bullet sits, magazine fully loaded will sit flush inside the magazine bucket itself. Whether it's, whether it's facing forward or rearward, doesn't matter. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, those kind of things. I haven't ever tried one of those, although I may very well try one of those this year, just some sort of a mount dock system.
They're pretty incredible.
I guess that's something more along the lines that you would use in the case that you're done for the day and you're not going to be carrying anymore, right? That's where you just sort of park it and make it easy to access and everything.
Yeah, you can definitely do that.
We're coming up on the next break. You wrote a very good article, Gun Belts, about winter carry.
Mm-hmm.
The guns that you carry for winter carry, and I know people that change their weapon up when it gets a little cooler, so let's cover that when we get back. Alien Gear Holsters, what can I tell you? You can buy all your stuff that you need for concealed carry right there, and in some cases, you're buying the belt and the holster for less than some holsters. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Back again. Coming to you live from the Second Tall Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters and other places as well. He is a blogger, a writer, a gun carrier, and all these other things. Concealed carry is his specialty. And now, Sam, now that it is cooler, and now that the winter coats have come out and the heavier clothes have come out, some people change the gun they carry, don't they? I mean, when you're wearing the lighter clothes and maybe not even a belt sometimes, you might want to carry something smaller, a little less weight.
Yeah,
you wrote a
big article
about winter carry. What did you find in the 7 popular winter carry pistols?
Well, in winter, a lot of people tend to size up. They go to something bigger, either just a particular favorite gun that they happen to shoot really, really well, better than their much smaller compacts or something like that. And some people go all the way up to a full size. Now, one thing that's fairly common is for people during winter to actually switch up to like a high riding OWB holster with a full size pistol. Some of the 7 popular winter carry guns are some of the full size pistols that a lot of people own but don't carry that often, just because they happen to be too big to conceal and tote around on a regular basis during the warmer months of the year. And these are all very popular winter carry guns. I hear people carrying during the colder weather. Obviously 1911s are big on the list. A lot of people like to do that. Once colder weather rolls in, that's when the 1911s come out. The full size Glocks, they also get tend to get carried during the colder months of the year. Some people find that with additional layering, a Glock 19 is a lot more comfortable. I mean, that's kind of a, that's kind of a person-to-person thing. Some people think that the 19 is like the perfect, close to the perfect do-it-all gun. But some people, some people think it's just too big to be a real dyed-in-the-wool concealed carry gun. I want to go down to like a 26 or a 43. But, during the cold months.
Did we lose Sam?
Okay.
I'll continue on. For those of you that are interested, and I'm just using Sam's article to go with this, depending on where you are, of course, you may want to look at a big wheel gun, like the Ruger GP100, which that's a .357 Magnum. And it comes in a variety of barrel sizes, but one gun that always is a mystery to me. A lot of people prefer the M&P compacts over the full size piece. Okay. I don't know where we lost you, Sam. I was just continuing on the way you had headed down the street using your article.
Yeah. So like I said, cold weather, that's when, the really popular full-size guns, that's when they tend to get carried the most. I mean, you can carry you could conceivably carry something like a, Beretta M9 or, a SIG P226 or a 1911 year-round. In fact, a lot of people do. But the thing is, during winter, that's when they, like I said, that's when those full-size guns that a lot of people really love and are way easier to shoot, that's when they tend to get carried a lot more, because it's just easier, they're easier to conceal under all those layers. And also, some people like to size up in caliber. I mentioned 1911s are really big for winter carry. Reason for that, a lot of people like to go up to a 45 ACP or 40 S&W during the colder months, because they believe it'll penetrate better through more layers. Although actually the right 9mm load will do just fine, but that's also a consideration. 357 Magnums, your compact 357s, K-frame, or some of the K-frames, Ruger SP-101s, those, some people do tend to carry those during the winter months as opposed to a snubby for a lot of the rest of the year as well.
You live up in Idaho, and I mean, Idaho has a big outdoors kind of thing. You're an outdoorsman yourself, right?
Yeah, I like to spend as much time as possible out in the woods.
Now, as far as with a concealed carry pistol, when you're going out there, I have to profess, I don't really know, but I'm going to ask you. As far as a caliber is concerned, when you're out in the wild,
yeah,
how does the 9mm fare against wildlife?
Well, truth be told, I don't know that I would genuinely try and use other than anything bigger than, say, than like a dog. It'll do for a mountain lion, that's for sure.
Right.
Right low, it'll do for a wolf and certainly a coyote But anything much bigger than that, you'd better be one heck of a good shot, because, a black bear that's determined, I don't think a 9mm is going to do a whole heck of a lot unless you place just the absolute perfect shot. That's why a lot of people really consider the .357 Magnum to be the entry point if you're going to carry a woods gun.
Right.
And granted, those are plentiful enough, but that's kind of the entry point. There are a number of people out there who like to carry a 10mm. And that's really one of the only autoloaders that people buy for that sort of role. I mean, you got that big, the big Glock 40 and EAA Witness, and then, all the 10mm 1911s out there, the Delta Elite, Arms Corps, Rock Island Armory, they make a 10mm, a few other people. Remington's actually coming out with one, by the way. 40 would do okay if you have a good if you have the right load.
That's what I was going to ask about with was 40, because right now I'm kind of thinking 40 is probably plentiful out there right now since everybody seems to be dumping them. And I've been thinking about getting a 40 just because if I got a 40, I mean, the Glock 23 is no bigger than the Glock 19. So I'm just thinking along those lines.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely, you know, it's the same size. I mean, that, I mean, as everyone knows, I mean, as everyone knows, the genesis of the 40, of the 40 S&W was a reduced, was a way to load a reduced power 10 millimeter load, but to have it in a pistol that had a frame for a 9 millimeter. So you wouldn't have to carry something enormous, but still have, more power than a 9 mil. You know, that's the entire reason they created the 40S&W. So, yeah, well, there are a lot of 40s out there. Actually, the name of the town escapes me, but the, that joint in Ohio where that guy set all of his, you know, exotic animals free some years ago.
We're coming up on the next break. I'm going to ask you about that when we get back on the next break. Sam Hoover, you can find his stuff at gunbelts.com, dailycaller.com, alienghearholstersblog.com. He just writes all over the place. Concealed carry is a speciality. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family
hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters. And he's gotten me to thinking because of something he just mentioned. Because I'm looking for one caliber, and which right now it's been 9mm all the way up to this point. And it still, for you know, most applications, is going to be 9mm. But you made reference to Zanesville, Ohio. That happened in 2011. Let's see. He let loose 18 Bengal tigers, 17 lions, 6 black bears, 2 grizzlies, 3 mountain lions, and a baboon. That's what was shot. They had to recapture 3 leopards, 2 monkeys, and a grizzly bear. And at the time that this was written, a monkey was still at large, which, depending on which kind of monkey it is, that can be pretty dangerous. Where in the caliber menagerie, if you will, am I going to find a caliber that is going to work and do as much, is going to work as good for self-defense against two-legged animals as against something I might find in the wild?
Well, 10 mil is going to be your best bet, to be honest. That the beauty about 10 millimeter is it can be loaded relatively soft, you know, because they're reduced recoil, you know, low power, you know, reduced power FBI loads. But it can also be loaded incredibly hot. Actually, at towards the upper end of loading, 10 millimeter is essentially a short case 41 Magnum, since it's
right.
You know, pretty much the same size. So 10 mil is going to be your best bet. 40 might work in a pinch. I mean, the reason I brought up Zanesville is there was only one animal that was actually stopped with a handgun, and that was one of the black bears. One of the sheriff's deputies that arrived on the scene was charged by a black bear. He shot it once with a 40, and it dropped. Everything else, I actually listened to the Pro Arms podcast actually has an interview with one of the responding officers. It's
okay.
Pretty interesting. Everything else was taken with rifles and shotguns, and actually they unloaded quite a few rounds of .223 on a lot of those critters. But and they had a couple of guys with bolt action rifles that didn't have to expend nearly as much ammunition. But that said, the 40 SNW was the lone caliber used to actually bring down one of the animals. So a 40 will work. You know, I don't know if it was just the police load that guy had, or if it was a combination of that and some incredible luck. It could have been either. You know, but if you're looking for a do-it-all gun, if you're going to carry an autoloader, yeah, 10 mil. Unless, of course, you can afford one of those Kunin 357s, you know.
Wow.
That's really going to be your best bet.
So, of the 10 mils out there, now I have shot two 10 mils in my time. The EAA Witness and the Glock 20. Do you have, and I've never shot one of the 1911 variants. Oh, but that's not true. I have shot my pal Ravens. I've shot his, and I actually sort of like that gun, but it's a single stack. So for those, for that gun, is there one that you would recommend over the other?
Well, they're all going to be great. Personally, I'd be tempted to get the EA Witness because it's the one you're probably going to be able to pick up for the least amount of outlay, for one. For two, right. the Witness is known as an incredible shooter, punching well above its weight in terms of how much you actually pay for it. And it's a double stack, so you can load it with the most amount of ammunition. And a 10 millimeter, it's a mountain gun. You're not going to worry about concealing those things, you know. So that's what I would get personally.
Right.
But those are all good choices. Colt still makes the Delta Elite. Arms Corps actually makes a few 10 mil 1911s if you don't want to pay Colt prices, and those are supposed to be, I haven't shot one personally, so I can't really comment. They're supposed to be every bit as shootable as anything else like it on the market.
Right.
And aside from that, any other 10 mils I'm aware of, Remington has a new 10 millimeter coming out. They're going to be showing it off at SHOT Show. It's a R1 10 millimeter Hunter, so long slide, a 6-inch barrel, elongated slide. That thing looks pretty wicked. But let's see, any other 10 millimeter guns I'm aware of? That's actually pretty much about it. Is those right there? But any one of those would be a great choice. Glock 20, people have been using those for quite some time. A lot of people swear by them.
But right.
If you get real lucky on the used market, you might find a new inbox Smith & Wesson 10th out there, 1006. But I don't even want to think about what that's going to go for these days.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Witness right now. You can, if they're in stock, they go for $500.
Yeah. Oh, and here's the other beauty parlor about the Witness, and this is something that maybe not everyone appreciates about it. But so the first 10 millimeter handgun, it came out in the early 80s, was the Bren 10.
Bren 10.
Designed by, I forget who the other guy was, and Jeff Cooper and so on and so forth. Now, they based it on the CZ-75.
Right.
And, and so on and so forth. Well, the thing is, the Witness itself is based on the CZ-75. So if you buy an EA Witness, what you're kind of getting is
a Bren 10. Yeah.
Yeah. But for
except these actually come with
magazines.
Yeah, these actually come with magazines too, which the Bren 10 was not known for doing.
Yeah.
I would love to find one of those just to have it, just because Sonny Crockett carried it for a while. But that's about the only reason. Other than that, it would just be a Witness, because I found that to be the better shooting of the 10 millimeters I've ever shot.
There you go. And if you do ever get one, you're also going to have to get, the Galco shoulder holster and
right.
a linen suit that you can roll up the sleeves on.
the Ferrari Testarossa, that too. So no, I think he was driving the Ferrari Daytona knockoff or whatever. Now, are you going to SHOT Show?
Unfortunately, I am not. But for anyone who's listening that is going, you're going to find us at booth 641. That's where Alien Gear is going to be.
So, go see what I'm not going to know what they I do not know what the big reveal is going to be, but if you're in Vegas, go look for their booth because they're going to do that big reveal. And
that's going to be big. We got I really can't tell you.
I understand that.
But what I can say is that we're releasing something, and it's going to be, this thing should be a game changer. Like, this is going to turn the world of concealed carry on its ear.
Outstanding.
It's going to be something else.
Cannot wait to see it. What I need to do is I need to look and see if they make a cloak tuck 3.0 for the witness. I'll be checking that later on. Let's see. We got today is the 5th, so we got one more week before SHOT Show. So that means you'll be back next week, and we'll talk some more concealed carry talk. And maybe by that time, I will have figured out. See, I'm juggling between the 40 and the 10. Although I tend to agree with you, if it's the right 10 millimeter, I have shot highly customized 10 millimeters where it is a viable self defense gun as far as just carrying it concealed. But they do have to be. Size matters with that. They can get a little too big. But anyway, find the stuff that Sam does at Alien Gear Holsters, gunbelts.com, and dailycaller.com, in addition to all other places. And here, most Thursdays at Lock and Load. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.